or community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Humboldt County can be deeply divided. The North and the South, the liberals and conservatives, business friendly and not in my backyard. I can break down the county into two distinct camps. Everyone falls into one or the other. There is no middle ground. There are people who say Highway 101 and those that say the 101. I'm in the former camp. I grew up on 101. In the 60s and 70s, no one in Oregon ever uttered the 101 or the 5 for I-5, as far as I knew. And the same held true for Northern California when I first arrived. Only on the rarest occasion did I hear someone say the 101. And you could generally count on those people being from south of San Francisco. I'm alarmed at the growing number of people saying the 101 instead of Highway 101. I hear it on the radio and in conversation. And in spite of my protests, the change seems to be happening. I suppose it's not the only divergence in our county. The County Planning Commission is having a similar shift in political direction. When I first moved here, Supervisor Bonnie Neely was considered conservative and pro-business. She and Roger Rodoni were often on the same page. Jill Geist was new on the board and was perceived as promoting the liberal agenda. I'm going to say liberal and conservative, even though it's so much more complex than that. And then this weird shift happened. Ms. Neely became the voice of the liberals, and Ms. Geist became much more moderate and an ally to Rodoni. Then Roger was no longer there. For many business people, it seemed like the Planning Commission and supervisors were no longer considering the needs of business and voted more times than not to stop progress. But politics runs on a pendulum. It swings one way for a while and then naturally comes to the middle, then heads in the opposite direction. I was watching the Planning Commission meeting, and I found it interesting to hear the tone of outrage from the liberal sector of the public, who cried foul because the last election brought new perceived conservative appointees to the Planning Commission, that the general plan had become political, and that HUMCPR was directing the Planning Commission on how to vote. Tina Christensen pointed out just before adjournment that she has been attending meetings of the general plan update for 12 years, and there has always been a sizable group of people that were unhappy with how the general plan was being developed. That group now has a voice. The moral of the story is, I guess, it never seems like politics when your voice is the majority, only when your voice is the minority. Politics is kind of like the weather in Humboldt County. If you don't like it, wait a while. It'll change. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.